As a matter of fact, I wondered why she had gone to the party in the first place, knowing the reputation of that particular fraternity. If I knew the reputation, I would have assumed somebody 25, 30 years younger than I might have known it, but
yeah.
That's something else again. So that, I mean, you shouldn't have to pick where you go based on their, that kind of reputation. So but they did have, I think there were hearings and such on that, but I mean, obviously you did not want it spread about.
Yeah, right.
But,
well, along the lines of the of reputation,
mm-hmm.
Were you hearing things among faculty, you know, about men's attitude towards women at that point? You know, like on a...
I didn't hear that much because I wasn't another faculty. I mean, I theoretically I'm a faculty member, but not being classroom faculty, I did not have that kind of give and take among the various...
Mm-hmm.
There was a special case that we had here, and I think everybody lied like mad in the whole thing. But it ended up the young woman did not get her contract renewed. And the final thing apparently was that she asked a colleague to change a student's grade because she liked, she was married, and the husband was in some New England state. But whether this is true or not, I don't know. By then, I was on the committee that investigated it, and we made our report and said we couldn't come to a decision because of there was no clear evidence one way or the other that they were discriminating against her. This is for not a continuing appointment, just a second or third year appointment. Again, things after that they tightened up on these kinds of reviews. But that's the one case of at least favoritism, and it was a female giving favoritism asking for favoritism for a male student. Whether it was true or not, I don't know, but people believed it. I am sure there were other things going on. You didn't hear as much about those because they did, obviously they did, both for the sake of the student and for the professor. I am sure there are, we had one professor here who was, I liked the man very much, he was very friendly, but his nickname was the Kissing Bandit. And it was, I mean, he would come and hug people and go on. I mean, as far as I was concerned, it meant nothing.
Right.
But he kept it up. And this was fairly, not recently, but I mean, when he should have known better. And so finally I asked one of the men in his department, I said, look, can you say something to him? He said, well, he doesn't mean anything by it. And I said, what doesn't matter?
Right.
It's annoying. So he did, but I mean, I had found out afterwards that his name was the Kissing Bandit. But as far as I know, he never did anything but hug people. You know, and I don't think grades ever depended on it or anything of that sort. Those are the two I know of. There was one administration member who was no longer here, who had that reputation.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and people steered clear of him, or they should have. I mean, it got around. I don't know why nothing was ever done about it.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it didn't matter. So long as it was female and more than reasonably attractive, he felt like it was fair game. Yeah, I mean, this is ridiculous.
He
had a beautiful wife, nice kids. What his problems were, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's the sort of thing that gets around, quote unquote, and you try to avoid the situation. Now, what you do if you're a student in class, fortunately, he didn't have that kind of power.
Right.
But if you have a person who's fairly well up in the administration, are you going to go running to somebody else and saying, you know, I know he's trying to come on, and I don't like it.
Right.
So you handle it other ways.
Yeah.
But you shouldn't have to.
Right.
You shouldn't have to handle it at all.
Right.
I mean, adults should know how to behave themselves, but adults sometimes don't.
Mm.
But I don't know, and especially in these past 5 years, not hanging around, I don't hear that sort of thing anymore. Whether it still happens, I don't know.
Mm. Yeah, I'm not sure. Was it more so in the beginning? Like, was it very hard for... I mean, I understand, I don't mean to repeat myself,
yeah.
But I understand that you said that the male professors, especially the older male professors, mm-hmm. had a hard time with teaching women. Do you think
I think it was simply that they were not accustomed to it, not that they were used to being, I suppose, sort of locker room humor. I don't know. And they had to clean it up that way. I don't think there was ever any hint of, I never know whether it's harassment or harassment, but anyhow, I don't think there was any hint of that. On the other hand, for those people my age, a lot of this sort of thing you knew was going to happen, and you just avoided the person. I remember way back, long before we were co-ed, one of the clerical assistants in the library had gone down in the basement of the knot to get a book, and she came back up fire in her eyes. She said, don't ever let me get near that man. And this was an elderly professor who was European trained anyhow, and I suspect he pinched her. She never said what had happened, but I mean, it was that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And somebody else said, and he was the one that we were pretty sure took one of the books that had been given to us that would have gone in the X collection. He was in and out all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, that's the sort of thing that you can't, that doesn't matter now.
Right.
But I mean, that sort of thing went on, but you also knew to avoid it.
Right.
I mean, that the word went around in a hurry.
Mm-hmm.
But you shouldn't have to worry about getting the word around.
Yeah.
So that, and a lot of the hand on the shoulder as you're leaning over the desk, well, if it happens more than three times, you get up and walk away or you do something.
Mm-hmm.
But you shouldn't have to.
Right.
But so that it's hard to tell how they actually, they stuck it out. They stuck it out. I mean, they went on, people took the classes from some of those professors and did well. And I think they got used to it. And especially if the woman had any kind of brains at all, they appreciated that.
Yeah.
But it took a little while. I mean, if you've been teaching men for 20 years, you're used to their reactions and being male yourself. I would love to know what the female, except the one that I was talking about, that was such a cause in my bunny house. But I'd like to know how the women faculty have been doing. I hope somebody's going to interview some of them.
Yeah.
Good. Good. Because that's, I can be historical, but I can't be, and I hope accurate, or at least accurate as far as my memory goes. But I'd be interested to know what the results are now.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, is the President's Commission on the Status of Women still extant? I know they give prizes at commencement time for a thesis written on what could be women's studies.
Uh-huh.
In the days before we had a women's studies program.
Yeah.
So that's a real advance.
Right. Yeah.
And prizes for the gym, because that was a miserable business. Obviously, the gym was built for men.
Right.
And I was on the athletic committee in 76. Yeah, I guess it was sometime in 76, just as the hockey mess was starting. And I went in that gym and I thought, boy, I would never take phys. I don't like phys education anyhow, you know.
Yeah.
I closed my eye when a ball comes to me. But I thought, boy, I sure wouldn't want to take physical education in those surroundings.
Mm-hmm.
And so that did help with the getting things changed. But it takes time. Institutions move slowly. They shouldn't, but they do.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but I can't help you on the classroom atmosphere.
Well, in regards to like women's respect when they first got here,
mm-hmm.
like politically or in organizations around school, you know, do they have the respect that, I mean, we should hope they have now,
yeah.
or you know what I mean, or
I
was
don't
it
know.
Like a kind of a battle to get?
Well, it was kind of a battle. I don't know what the organization was at that point, because I think it was the Student Senate at that point. I'm trying to remember if I ever saw any women there. There may have been. There may well have been. But the classic example was the fact that they couldn't join the glee club, that they had to have their own choir. Now, they've finally gotten over that.
Mm-hmm.
But that, to me, was much as I like Hugh, I think it was short-sighted on the part of the music department to have the women have their own musical organization to sing. They came, and they were talented. They should have been allowed, frankly.
Yeah.
Now they are. And he's got some gorgeous voices, but that took a while.
Yeah.
And so I don't know whether the women are happy now that it's an amalgamation, or whether they wish they had stayed separate where they could do their own control. I don't know. I don't know. That's the only one I can think of that started out as all female when it got here. Because obviously the Concordia had been going, the Idol had been going. Now, how long it took people to work into that,
right.
I don't know. You'd have to sit down and look at the records
uh-huh.
and look at the mass set of the Concordia and see when women's names start to appear.
Yeah.
The mountebanks, I think they had no problem. Because they'd always had to import women from other places, or young faculty wives, or depending on what the part was, to get people into their plays.
Mm-hmm.
So that I think, my guess, and again this is a guess, that they had no trouble with being comparatively equal, or certainly eventually equal in, participants in the mountebanks before they won anything else.
Mm-hmm.
They did have their own sports teams for a while. Still do, but I mean, at one point, I got quietly hysterical because the thought of women playing lacrosse I found a little odd, and especially as their first lacrosse coach was then 6 months pregnant.
Oh, really?
So she went up and down the field for a while, then she was sick. But, I mean, that was a person who had been hired to do something else, but they needed a coach for the class, and so she did it. And the placement was not all that good for women. I don't remember who the director was at that point, but I think they were having a little trouble of working again on that theory that all women were going to be English majors. What do we do with that, you know?
Yeah, I know, really. Well, I mean, it seems now, I mean, I don't even think that women's athletics here are very recognized. Like, I know a lot of women who have a problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
So I could see that being a problem when they first started the sport.
Yeah, how do you mean recognized? Are they looked down upon?
Not really looked down upon.
Just ignored.
Not given, yeah.
Ignored,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I went to a couple of Block U banquets. And I was interested, I mean, first of all, I always have a problem when I see that Union is playing Smith, and I remember, man, Union's co-ed, remember? I was intrigued at, what's the phrase I want, the jock mentality in both sexes. It seemed to me the women were trying to and this is 10 years ago,
right,
that the women were trying to be as loud and as boisterous as the men.
Mm-hmm.
And I was having a little problem with that. 10 years ago, I was 60 years old, so that makes a difference. You know, it was not the behavior I expected of women.
Could it be, do you think, that they just felt, you know, a little bit,
I think it was keeping up with the Joneses.
Yeah.
I really do. And as I said, I've never been team sports. No, I'd be the last one who was picked.
Right.
But it may well be the sort of camaraderie that develops in a team anyhow. I don't know. But I thought they were louder and more boisterous than I would have expected.
Uh-huh.
Now, whether they had a small party first, I don't know. That's possible.
Yeah.
That's possible. I used to come down and watch a lot of sports, but I've never understood basketball. And field hockey reminds me of my years in it was only 1 year in the seventh grade, but it seemed like an eternity when I was goalie on the field hockey. As I said, my problem with this, and I told to Gail George when she started this, is that being in the library, it's sort of an outside.
Mm-hmm.
And being unmarried, I haven't watched daughters grow up. I've watched my niece grow up, and she picked Dartmouth. I think firstly because her brother was there, and he was gone before she started.
Yeah.
But I was disappointed that she hadn't picked a women's college, and I don't know why she didn't. I've never asked her. But she liked Dartmouth. But what intrigued me was that when she finished, she was what people expected when I got out of college 35 years before. She got her degree, she had her diamond ring, and she got married the following year. She went on to law school, but I mean, that was women's education. You had your education, and if you were attractive, lucky, what have you.
Uh-huh.
You graduated wearing your engagement ring. You got married the following June after you worked for a year, and that was it.
Yeah.
And I was intrigued that she seemed to be meeting that. And this was in 79 or 80. So, and I haven't had a chance to sit down and talk with her now that she's been out 15 years.
Yeah.
And see how she feels about it now, if she would have been preferred. Now, she went with what I understand was the slang then with the HTH, hometown honey. Had you ever heard that expression?
No,
neither had I. But anyhow, she had a hometown honey. So, and having had three brothers, I think co-education was didn't faze her at all.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she was used to standing up for her rights with the three brothers.
Yeah.
So that, that's as close as I've come to somebody who was actually gone to a school that had been all male and had become co-ed.
Right.
Well, it was still fairly new, too. But again, in the 70s, the women coming in with all the social unrest in the country at that point, I'm glad I wasn't 18.
Yeah.
It was glad enough being my age. What do we need to cover? You've got some more things there.
We basically covered a lot of what it is.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, we did pretty well. I think I have to take that. Just about to run out anyways. In about 5 seconds.
Okay.